All right, guys, welcome back. Going to hour number three here of Roleplay Swan Song. Adam, what's going on?
So Higgs, you're in a room with some food and some booze. You're getting kind of tipsy, watching what appears to be Piani having her brain operated on. How's that going for you?
I would say that I'm like right next to the mirror, watching like very intently everything, even though I have no idea what the fuck's going on. Is the servant still in the room?
Yeah. He's still looking at his Facebook on his phone. He keeps complaining because you get the impression that he doesn't get very good reception down here. Like, he keeps looking at it and, like, holding it up and then, like, tapping the screen and then sighing.
Does he do it, like, two or three times?
Yeah, he's done it a few times.
When I see it, like, the second or third time, I kind of, like, motion him over to the window. And I'm like, I point to this phone and then I point outside and then give him a thumbs up and like give him a smile.
He looks at you like it's not actually a window, idiot. Yeah, he kind of like.
I just look like really defeated when he won't come over to the window, and go back to just intently watching the surgery. Like, has there been like a blip or anything that looks like it's
make a perception check for me.
Okay.
Because you've been watching it pretty intently for a while, and it was not designed to be looked at
my perception. What is perception based off of?
Intelligence.
What's based off of wisdom? It's the only thing I have a plus one.
In this case, it's wisdom. So wisdom is used for noticing. Wisdom is used for noticing details about like intuitive stuff. So like if somebody were lying to you, you'd roll with perception with wisdom.
That's good to know. I'm glad I bitched.
Yeah,
I'm glad too for this negative. If I'm not checked in it, is that another negative? If I don't have anything in it,
I think for you, like you can roll whichever one you prefer. In this case, you can do int.
I rolled a four. Sure.
Okay, all right. It's the most interesting live brain experimentation you've ever seen. Okay. You have no idea what's going on, but you're pretty sure they just amputated her face.
Yeah. I see. Like, I turn back to the server and I'm like, they can put that face back on. They have. Really?
It's riveting. Totally riveting. So meanwhile, in the stairwell, Mr. Skarian, you may or may not be about to get knifed. What's your armor class? Nine, I think? Yeah, because you're wearing a jumpsuit. Right? Okay. All right. Oh, knifed. Okay, so... Oh, all right.
Oh, man.
So you're struggling. Nice. It's just a
Got
flesh
lucky.
Wound. He tries to just jam it into your, like, I don't know, into your throat, just to get jammy that way. But you twist aside, and he hits your shoulder and just drags the blade down, cuts open your jumpsuit. And, you're still struggling, but he's got a knife. Another guy runs up into the room, like onto the landing, looks and sees that his buddy has totally got you under control, leans over the edge of the banister, and he looks like he's tracking something, like he's moving. He picks up a chainsaw and throws it at you.
Good reference.
Thank you. And and then just bang, like fires once. I'm going to give you a bonus to your armor class because you're pretty far away and you get some cover. But
is this it, Victor?
Yeah, he's trying to hit Victor. You got one hit point, so...
Yep.
What's the plus that you're rolling on the d20?
He's got a plus 3 to hit, and then it would be another plus 9, because Victor's not wearing any armor, but I'm only going to give him a plus 8 total, we'll call it.
Oh, bang! Yeah.
Okay, so Victor, you're running, and then something like... You feel like a sudden sting, and then you just tumble and black out. You just like fall on the stairs.
Yeah.
So Sakarian, you just hear, like, the guy just... Bang! And then the guy says something, and then turns his rifle to like help his buddy with you. Piani, you continue to rocket down the hallway in your wheelchair. And you come around the corner, kind of at the end of your turn, and you see there's a guy on a walkie-talkie holding like an Uzi, basically. Like, it's not actually an Uzi, but it's like a short machine gun. And he's talking on a walkie-talkie, and he seems to be talking to somebody else. He's watching. He's not looking at you, though. He's looking through a doorway that's just swung closed. And he's alone in this little, like, lobby area. So you'll be able to do something on your next turn.
Okay.
So, Victor, you are corpsified.
I'm dead.
Do I need to roll damage? I can never remember the dying stuff for this game.
Let me see what I can find.
Yeah, let's find that out. I'll give you a pass because I can't remember. So we'll pretend like you died on your next turn. You figure out the rules.
Unconscious? Is that a thing?
So yeah, he's definitely unconscious. He's definitely got 0 hit points because he got hit at all and had 1. So he's dying. But I don't know what that looks like. So, or I did, but have forgotten.
Yeah, you get unconscious at 0 and then minus 10 is dead.
Okay, so you might actually just straight up die. Let's see what happens.
And I bleed out at the rate of 1 hit point per round.
What's the damage on the shotgun?
That's what I'm finding out. So on his rifle, let me make absolutely sure so they don't accidentally kill you when you don't fairly need to be killed. I mean, you don't need to be killed, but these things happen.
No.
Okay, so a rifle is D10 plus 2.
Oh, motherfucker.
Oh, wait, actually, there's options.
Okay.
The first thing it says is combat kills off a target at 0 hit points. And then there's another, it says not all GMs like to have unconsciousness and death be quite so proximate, or have almost every first level character be within 1 pistol bullet of the great beyond. So you can choose at your option, Adam, to cause unconsciousness at 0 and death.
That's how we did it before. It's unconscious at 0, and then, I mean, it might all be a moot point, because if I roll a 9 or whatever, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No! Jesus Christ.
So Sicarian, maybe that's, you see that, like you're wrestling with this guy and he like pushes you up against the banister, you like turn over, and yeah, you see the guy, you see Victor come around a corner, intent on catching this dude, and then just like the red mist on the wall next to his head, he just goes, pow, and just hits the wall and like tumbles down the stairs.
Yeah. Do I wipe out the guy as I'm falling?
You tangle up his legs.
Yeah.
No, but.
Damn.
Yeah, dead in the stairwell. So yeah.
I'm going to. Is it my turn then?
It is your turn now, yeah.
I'm grappling this guy. I'm going to try to throw him over the railing.
Okay, good call. So make a opposed athletics. If you can beat him, I'll just say you huck him over the edge.
Athletics? I got nothing in that.
Yeah, or unarmed works too, because it's like dry chops and shit. That's fine. You can throw him.
12.
Not enough for him. So he falls. Let's roll a d6 to see how many stories he falls. He falls 3 before he hits something that stops him, so he's going to take 3d10.
Holy fuck.
Oh, he's super dead. Yeah. Okay. So he's like, he knifes you, and then you manage to like push him away. You get up to the edge, he like pushes you over.
Can I hold on to the knife? Can it be in my body and I pull it out?
Make a luck check. If you can, then you get the knife. Otherwise, yeah, you hurl him over the edge and he just like tumbles like a bad CG body from Titanic and then hits the railing. And
13.
Then he's dosed.
No.
Okay, he takes his knife with him. It clatters away.
You need a 13? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I need
You've got the sniper, the dude with the rifle right next to you, who, yeah, he shoots Victor and then looks up to see what was going on, to see if his friend took you out, and then just sees his friend get thrown over the edge. And then he's going to try and bring his gun around on his turn. He'll get, like, one shot at you before you can jump on him.
Okay.
And let's see. That makes it Piani. So it's your turn. Yeah, dude is still on the radio. He's got his gun. Looks like he's trying to decide whether to go in or to like call for backup or whatever. But he doesn't see you. So,
Adam, I need to ask you an important question.
Yes.
Do you think that the word "help" is recognized across the galactic? You know,
Weed Skype windows, him in this room on a couch, like, thank you, Adam, for taking my call.
I need to ask you a serious question, Adam.
Yeah. I think if you could make a charisma skill check, just 2d6 plus your charisma, if you can get a 7 or better, then yes, you could communicate I need help message to him.
I'm doing it.
Okay. It'll be a little easier. Let's call it I'll call it a, if you can get a 6 or better, give you 1 extra.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So he sees you and seems like uh-oh and like clips his thing back on and he doesn't holster the Uzi, but he like drops it. It's on like a shoulder strap. He drops it and he comes running over towards you. which is what he'll do on his turn. Do you want to try and hide the gun?
Gun's hidden.
Yeah, you're just going to like have it behind you or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, he comes running over. He'll get to you on his next turn. He's like the full length of the hallway. So he just spends his turn moving. He ends this turn about like 10 meters away from you. So like 33 feet, I guess.
Okay.
Adam, how much time has passed since Victor and Sakarian went to go down to operate?
Not very long. Like, the whole fight's been 18 seconds, and...
Okay.
It'd be them getting there, and then I guess 6 flights of stairs isn't fast. 10 minutes, maybe?
Okay. Because I would just think that Higgs would be expecting to see the two of them on camera at this point. Mm-hmm. So can I just, like, turn around and, like, ask the servant, like, how far is the operating room from here? We need the doctor in there.
He clicks his phone off, puts it in his back pocket, and puts his hand up to you, like, puts his hand to his ear, says something in Hebrew, puts his hand up, like, hold on, I'm on the phone. Talks to somebody, and then looks at you, like,
What the fuck does that mean, you piece of shit? I need to know if my friend's gonna live here. Get someone in here that speaks English right now.
He gestures, AJ points back at the, like, mostly emptying out decanter of booze, and is like, how about you just sit down and...
How about you fucking get me a doctor, and I just, like, start giving him the finger. Or, I mean, someone that speaks English.
Yeah, he's talking to you in Hebrew. He does this, he's basically, like, puts his hands up, and is like, whoa, calm down. Calm down, buddy. Like, hold on. And he, like, gets back on the horn to try to, like... Basically, like, he's not calling to be like, oh, this guy needs somebody, blah, blah, blah. He's just like, this guy's being an asshole. Like, I don't like getting paid enough for this. Can someone please come deal with this shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just keep that up until I get someone else in the room.
Okay. All right. Sakarian, what do you want to do?
Well, the two of us exchanged this really awkward look, I guess. Yeah. I go before him?
Yeah, it's your turn.
It's tried and true, I suppose. I'm going to go try to fling him over the railing as well. Okay. I like to hold on to his rifle this time, though.
Okay, all right. So roll same as before. Doing an opposed check. Okay, all right. So this is the thing. This time, though, you grab the guy and you, like, flip him over the edge. You grab his rifle, and the rifle snaps hard against his shoulder, and you hear it, like, break his shoulder. Like, his arm just twists sideways. But now he's hanging from his broken arm on the rifle, and, like, it's kind of wedged up against the railing, and you're pulling on it, and he's, like, hanging there, and he's, like, shouting and, like, trying to grab the strap of the rifle and pull himself up.
Through gritted teeth, like, I say, relinquish your weapon.
All right, so it's his turn. He, with his good arm, he reaches up and grabs the front of your jumpsuit, or, like, tries to grab at the front of your jumpsuit to, like, pull himself up or pull you down or something. So if you just let go of the rifle, he'll fall. You want
to
do that?
He starts to grab at me. Okay, is there anything on him I can grab? I'm looking to arm myself.
No, not from here. No, you're holding his gun. He's got a knife, but it's in his boot, which is on the other end of him.
Yeah, I just let go then, I guess.
Okay. Let's just do a quick, like, dex roll to see if you let go before he grabs you, because he's gonna lunge for you.
Is that 2d6 plus my dex?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, he grabs you. Okay, so you let go of the rifle. It basically stares where it is. It just, like, clatters to the side, and he, like, grabs you. And he's kind of, like, got his arm around you. He's trying to pull himself up, and he's, like, cursing.
With one arm?
He's trying
one
to,
arm
like,
pull-ups, yeah.
Yeah, it's not... It's very difficult for him.
Give it a lift, bro.
But, yeah, if you... I mean, you can... On your next turn, you could get rid of him. But
sure.
You could try. Piani, there's a dude. He's like 30 feet away from you. What do you want to do?
Is he still approaching me?
I guess on his turn, yeah. He would have finished approaching. And he comes up close enough to talk to you and says in, like, kind of broken English, he's like, are you okay? What is wrong?
My answer is to shoot him in the fucking dick.
Okay.
Keanu the Dick Shooter was born.
Old Dick Blaster pick. All right.
These men and all their penises that have gone unshot.
Keanu, your new name is Dick Pick.
Dick Pick.
Oh, no. Dick so pick. Good. Oh, my all God. Right.
All okay. Right.
Well, go ahead.
A lot of dicks out there and only one Piani. Story begins now.
Go ahead and take your shot. He's got. I'll give you a bonus. You can get a +2 to hit because he did not see getting shot in the penis as part of his day. He's got armor of 5 plus whatever your normal like.
So +8 then, I think it is. 2d.
So or wait. Do you have? It's a d20. Do you have a dexterity bonus?
No.
Do you have projectile weapons training?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a 1 or a 0 in there?
I'm looking. Where is it? Come. Oh, I'm sorry. I have energy weapons.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're -1. So you're going to add
6. 7. 6.
Yeah, 5 plus 2.
7.
-1.
-1.
6. Yeah. So roll and add 6, and you get 20 or better.
We didn't get it yet.
Yeah, no one's seen it yet. Make the roll.
I did.
It must be lagging for us on our end.
Oh, shit. I'll have to make it again, I guess.
There it
did
is.
Did it really? Okay.
No, we got it this time.
Yeah,
we saw the 16. Is that what you rolled?
Okay.
Yeah,
so, I think you still hit him, but you hit his armor. So you, like, pull it up and you fire a little high and it hits him
his
in the
cog piece.
Yes. It bounces off of his metal jockstrap. Now, you shoot him in the stomach. And his like Kevlar vest or whatever he's wearing absorbs the blast. He falls backwards, curses, like he says, like, whatever. Again, I need to know how to say fuck in Hebrew. And he like is gonna he's trying to bring the Uzi up to shoot at you, but also you see him hesitate. Like his immediate thought is like, well, fuck, someone shot me. I need to shoot back. But then for some reason he doesn't shoot you. Like he pulls the gun up and then looks like goes to look for cover instead. But we'll deal with that on his turn. Sigarian, what are you going to do? Dude's grabbing you.
Guy's grabbing at me?
Yeah.
Can I get the rifle from him now?
Your stomach... Well, so the rifle is just hanging off of him, and it's, like, twisted around his arm. And, yeah, he's got one arm kind of, like, around the back of your neck, and he's, like, trying to pull himself up. But you have both arms free because you're leaned over and you have, like, your ribs pressed against the metal bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's making it hard to breathe, and you can feel, like, him... He might upend you, and you might both fall... the safest thing would be to pull him up and then kill him, but you could also try to like pull him off and throw him down, but you'll lose.
Well, he's only got one arm working, right?
Yeah, he's not in a good position for sure.
So we'll talk about this later, Adam, but what you're describing is it's absolutely impossible. This one arm man hanging off with a broken arm is like holding on but still pulling me.
Oh no, he's not pulling you, it's just his weight is pulling on you and you're like tipped forward slightly. This is the thing, there's no risk of you going over unless you like, you could just get rid of him. I'm just saying, if you want the rifle, it's going to be a little bit of, like, fucking around to get it.
No, fine. I'll just fucking drop a people's elbow on the top of his head, I suppose.
Okay. All right. So you can just make your unarmed attack. He doesn't. His armor's not really going to help him in this position, so...
Let's see. Unarmed is 0.
Yeah. So +9 to hit. He doesn't have any armor.
Watch me miss anyways.
You got this
fighting system is fantastic. So yeah, there's a guy hanging off my body, but I somehow miss him.
Oh, is it lagging too? Did you roll?
Oh yeah. It's a
13. There we go.
No.
Okay, so I'm just gonna roll.
Yeah, and you're gonna roll super well, and you're gonna describe how a guy with one arm is gonna pull himself off
my
body.
He's not attacking you. I'm making a luck check for him to see if he can hold on.
Yeah.
He reaches up with his other hand, pulls on your tongue.
Like, yeah, but his feet are great, Jeff. You forgot about that. He's like...
No, he got it too. No. So he slips and falls and takes his rifle with him. He only had one round. So he's like trying to pull himself up, his arm's shaking, and then he slips, and unless you grab him, he just goes over the edge.
Nah, I watch him go.
Okay.
But I hear the gunshot, so I move to the door, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. You hear a gunshot behind you. Piani, the guy that you shot at, runs, like, laterally to you into another room. Like, he just pushes the door open and runs into the room. And you can hear him shouting into his radio. So downstairs, Higgs, you and this guy are kind of like talking and having this conversation, and then he suddenly, his face goes from like irritated and kind of annoyed to like concerned, and then he like listens and he asks something a couple of times, like he asks the same thing, and then he looks at you and points at the table or like at a chair or whatever, like kind of forcefully, and then leaves the room.
So how much turkey do you cram in your pants, like in that moment right there? You just
Is there only one camera in the room?
Yeah.
How tall are the ceilings?
Not very. Like, just slightly below, like, normal.
Have I heard any gunshots go off?
No, because you're way down in the basement.
Down in the basement. Is there anything... Is the camera in a corner?
Yeah, it'd be like kind of...
So if I was right underneath it, they wouldn't be able to see me?
You could press yourself into the corner, for sure.
Is there a chair already in that corner, or anything I can stand on to where I could flip the camera off or something? Or pull the line from the wall?
Yeah, because the room was like a boardroom, and they kind of like moved some stuff off to the side, so it's like a cabinet or something.
Okay, that's what I want to do, is kind of like, as soon as he leaves the room, I'll just like casually walk over to under the camera, and then just like go... fucking solid snake and like press up against the wall.
Then, like, throw a chaff grenade.
Yeah, slowly like shimmy across underneath the camera, find something to stand on it, and then just like rip the feed from the camera or dismantle it somehow.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you can just reach up and like click it off. There's just like a switch. Okay, cool. The camera just goes
turns okay, on. Then I run over to the table. Is there any cutlery besides the sporks?
No, just hospital.
Is there any other rooms in here?
Nope. There's the table, there's some trays, there's food, there's the sporking implements, there's the glass decanter, and there's a handful of, like, tumblers, of glass tumblers.
Did the turkey come on, like, a big silver platter type deal?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I just throw the turkey over and grab that and get ready to, like, just fucking slam whoever comes through the door next.
Okay.
So, like, if the door... Does the door open inward, I assume?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'll just be on the side of it, and then the second that someone comes in and the door swings like this, I'm on this side of it, to where I can just slam them right in the face after they walk by.
Excellent. Sounds like a plan. Okay. Cool. So, it is Piani, your turn, I believe.
How far away was the room that this guy ducked into?
Right, like, immediately to the, like, left of him. So, you guys were a triangle. Here's the door.
How far is the area where I know, where, like, I've been hearing all this combat take place?
Because what did I say? He moved twice, and then again. So, it's... Yeah, it's like, 60 feet. Yeah, something like that.
It's right.
One round of rolling to get
I'm going to continue onto the door, but as okay. I am like wheeling towards the door, mm-hmm. Keani's just fucking screaming like, "I've got fucking MES, you motherfuckers, and my fucking brain's about to fucking explode on all of you, you fucking pieces of shit." It's like random right. gibberish just So trying to use it to our advantage.
Sicarian, you hear some kind of insane person. They might be Irish or Scottish or English. You can't tell.
High-pitched voice.
Yeah. You hear Piani cursing their way down the hallway towards you. What do you want to do?
What?
It's your turn, man. What do you want to do?
So
you
is there,
hear me.
Does the guy have his back to me? I mean, I come through the door.
You don't see a guy. You just see Piani ripping down the hall in a wheelchair.
In my direction.
Like a hospital gown with a gun in her lap. Yeah. Screaming. Like,
I look right and left. I don't see the guy or anybody anywhere.
No.
Then I go to Piani.
Okay.
Are you okay?
I immediately go, there's a guy in there.
Okay.
Good call. I put my hand out for the gun.
I give it to him.
Then I go into the room.
Okay.
The window LCD somehow shines light on the gun as it passes between the two of them.
There's this moment of like scaring.
It's the bird. The bird flies through and it shoots a quick reflection onto the gun.
John Woo presents Stars Without Number. Exactly. Doves fly up.
17 doves flying out of Andrea.
Mr. Sakari dives backwards. Awesome. All right. Yes, so Sakari, you now have a relatively primitive.
Fully automatic pistol. Yeah.
Fully automatic. Yeah, you got a.
Ho, ho, ho. Now I have a semi automatic pistol.
Is it a semi fully automatic?
No, it's fully
semi. It's a fully semi automatic.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you got one too.
Yep.
That's a good gun.
You just hold the trigger down and spin the chamber, and it just shoots bullets at the end.
Well, I walk in. Do I see the guy?
Yeah. Do you wanna like just burst in, like ready to shoot? Do you wanna look through the thing, open the door a little bit?
I just walk in. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you you come up to the door, push it open, and the dude's like he's there. He's gonna go on his turn. He's gonna attack you. He's gonna...
As I go in, I say, "You don't have to die. You can surrender."
Okay, make a persuade check, because that's a good thing to say to a person who doesn't want to fight with guns.
I have nothing, so it's just -1, I guess.
Yeah, do you have a charisma bonus? I'm gonna give you a bonus because of the situation, because you're obviously like in control of it, so you can take a +1.
Okay.
Can I stare at the guy as Sakarian's
being... Oh, you don't even need to. Sakarian just, like, icy...
Nice.
All right, chat. Start taking bets on whether this guy's going to get killed anyway or not. So, yeah, you come in, you push the door open, you get a gun in your hand, and what do you do? Do you, like, point it at him and tell him, like, you don't have to die, or do you just, like,
no,
keep it at your side?
I just kind of say that to him.
Okay.
It's at my side, yeah.
So he puts his hands up. He doesn't, like, he drops the Uzi, but it doesn't, like, fall on the floor because it's strapped onto his arm. And he just falls at his side, and he puts his hands up and is shaking his head. It's like,
I say, kick it over to me.
Okay, he, like, takes it off his shoulder, puts it on the floor, like, slides it to you.
Okay, now I have an Uzi. I say, I say, who is the man who's been questioning us?
I don't know. Off planet.
I need you to calm the orderly that is with Mr. Higgins and tell him to come to this room, please. And I need you to say it in English.
He says, he won't understand what I say.
Okay. That's a really good point. And then I shoot him in the head.
All right, so everybody who said, gonna die anyway, that's one for you. Okay, yeah, so you just... And he crumples.
I'm gonna check his body real quick for anything else, any kind of, like, the knife and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's got a knife. He's got, like, dog tags and... His uniform. He probably has like a cell phone or whatever too.
He's I'll take armor, his comm. Right? Whatever the comm was they were using.
Yeah, well he has a built on like it's part of his uniform, one of those like cop ones, you know, talking to his shoulder.
Okay.
One of those radios, and then he's also got in his pocket like a civilian like phone.
Okay, Adam, I'll take all that, and then I'll put on the body armor as well.
Okay.
Before this goes on, any sure. Oh okay, is that you gonna let that happen?
You're a pretty average sized guy. Make a luck save with a +3 bonus to see if it'll fit.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yes, no problem. All right, sorry, JP, you were gonna say?
I was gonna say, I have no idea why I said what I did. Higgs has no reason to distrust these people. Like, I wouldn't have taken that camera. I can't hear the shots. Okay. I have no idea, none of that's going on.
Okay, sure.
Let's just say I sit down, I don't take the camera off or anything.
Okay. All right.
I leave the room, I'm gonna give the pistol back to Piani. And I say, Mr. Kovacs is dead. We need to get the Mr. Higgins to the ship and then get out of here.
Mr. fucking Kovacs is dead? What the fuck are you talking about?
He was shot and killed in the stairwell.
Why'd you fucking leave me with these people fucking... You're all having fucking turkey and shit. I'm fucking being administered with all sorts of fucking crazy drugs.
I came for you, Miss Piani, and we were eating turkey because God, I don't know. They gave it to us.
We gotta fucking get back to the swan song and get the fuck out of here.
First, we need to stop at the bottom of the stairwell. I need to make sure that Mr. Kovacs is, in fact, deceased, and I need to arm myself with something better than this fully semi-automatic Uzi.
Well, you need to push me like you're fucking taking me somewhere or something.
Sure. If that makes you feel better. And then I go to the stairs, I guess.
Okay.
And as long as I can, I would like to go down and arm myself with the assault rifle, and I'll put the rifle over my shoulder. I'll probably take all the knives, and I will check on Mr. Kovacs to make sure he is dead.
Just duct tape the knives to yourself. Yeah. Okay, all right. Yes. Yeah,
and there's Victor no way that Victor... Okay.
Yeah, yeah, right through the head.
Can I even just take his head? Just maybe there's something I can do later on?
No, I don't know. The stuff on the inside's all...
Oh, I'm goofy. I tried, Steven.
I close his eyes or whatever then, though, and I...
His entrails kind of, have become his extrails.
Yeah.
I stand up over him looking down and I just kind of say to no one really that he was a good man and I miss Mr. Kovacs. He was weird as shit, but I liked him.
Hey!
No, you're dead.
You could have stopped.
What's going on in your space grave?
Does he have dog tags or anything? I check his person for any kind of personal items or anything like that.
Do you have any tattoos you haven't revealed to anyone before, Victor? Nothing written in ancient Shandalian, like on your chest, like Thug Life.
Yeah, well, like death and taxes across the back.
Did I see everything that Mr. Sakarian took off the body?
Yeah. I mean, he took all the weapons and stuff.
Why do you fucking push me? Give me the fucking phone.
That's fine. Here, take this body armor as well. And whichever one of the two guys will fit.
So that I just like put it on top of myself, don't actually put it on. Just sort of like lay it on top, but I want to see if I can maybe use the phone to contact the swan song.
Okay. Make a computer's roll. Well, while Piani's doing that, let's jump back to Higgs. So Higgs, you're sitting down eating and a guy left and then the door slams open and the guy who's been like your buddy, he comes in.
When he comes in, I just scream like, is she all right?
He looks at you. He looks at you like, what?
Is Miss Pick all right?
Christ, no! Don't worry about that right now.
No, I have to.
We have to get you out of here. For Higgs, what? There's been dangerous terrorist. Yeah, let's say it's
what?
Terrorist.
I
gotta get you out of here. It's become very, very dangerous. The deal is still on, right, Higgs? You want your money? You want your fucking money?
Yeah. Well, I need my friends
let's
first.
Let's go. Where don't worry about them. They're all dead, killed by terrorists. Come on.
Yeah, I just kind of like hustle out the door.
Yeah, like his jacket's off and like his shirt's like kind of unbuttoned and he's all like big sweat stains under his arms and he looks like he's been running a marathon. Dude looks like shit. And he's like, so he's like, we gotta go. And he grabs the like decanter of whiskey off the table, takes a hit off of it, throws it on the floor, and he's like, I am done with this shithole planet. He kind of like grabs your sleeve and like pulls you out into the hallway.
What? Just kind of like going everywhere.
He's walking you like he's kind of speed walking towards and you can tell he's like winded and he's like having a hard time and he's like speed walking you towards the hallway and he's like, all right, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go to your ship. You're gonna open the ship and we're gonna get on the ship and we're gonna get out of here. We're gonna go to Taxila Station and I'm gonna give you so much goddamn money. Higgins, you have no idea. And then we're going to both get really drunk, and I'm never going to come back to this place ever again, so long as I live.
All right, where's the part where I get my where I see my friends again?
That's not going to happen, Higgs, but you can buy new friends, man. You are going to be so rich. You can buy all of the friends in the sector. You don't need them. It's fine. Let's go.
I kind of just, like, look up, and I'm like, you know, yeah, you're... I could probably buy a lot of friends. Let's go. I just go with them.
Okay. So, I'm imagining this guy. I'm getting, like, a clearer idea in my head of what he's like. He's, if you want to imagine that he's an actor, he's like Paul Reiser from, like, the, like, late 80s. Like, the corporate lawyer dude from Aliens. He's totally that guy. He's, like, the weaselly, like, kind of sweaty dude who's, like, in way over his head. And, yeah, he, like, leads you to the elevator And he's like, okay, we're going to go upstairs. We're going to go out the front door. And if anybody tries to stop us, you let me do the talking. All right?
All right. Are we in danger? There's terrorists. Do you have a gun? I can defend myself.
He's like, he stands up. He's like, no, I don't have a gun. You don't need a gun. We're going to talk our way out of this. You're good at that, right, Higgs? You're a talker? You value speech.
I came in here with 24 grenades. Can I have those? Those are mighty... I know I'm getting money.
Grenades are cheap, Higgs. I'll get you all kinds of grenades. Let's go. And so the elevator pings at that and opens up, and he hustles you into the elevator. So elevator doors close. Meanwhile, upstairs, Sakarian and Piani, what are you guys doing?
Well, we make our way towards where Mr. Higgs was.
Okay. Do you want to go down the stairs, or do you want to wait at the elevator that's still active and take the elevator?
I'm in a fucking wheelchair.
No wheelchair, so we take the elevator. Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me.
You actually have to wait for the elevator, so you can see the elevator is coming up from the basement.
Is it coming up?
Yeah. I wheel Piani over to the side,
and I put up the assault rifle, and I'm pointing at the door.
Okay. It looks like the elevator stops at the lobby for a second before continuing up. So you guys are up on the second floor.
As it stops, I look at Piani and go, these elevators take forever.
They're fucking hydraulics. They're not like the fucking old school, fucking cables and shit. I saw it when I was looking at the fucking computers.
And then I aim down the side of my assault rifle and just murmur out to Piani, say, eloquent as always, Piani. Eloquent as always.
It's a bonding moment for the two of you. Okay, so Higgs, in the elevator, the elevator stops. You can see that it's been called to a higher floor, but it stops on the lobby doors, opens up, and he hustles you out into the lobby. And the lobby seems predominantly empty from here. It's pretty big. There's a big fountain up ahead of you. There's a big reception desk. The fountain's got a statue of, I don't know, an angel on it, holding a ewer with water coming out of it. But it's all dry now.
Sure.
All the furniture and the computers have plastic sheeting over them. And you can see there's a glass wall straight ahead. And there's just the front doors. And outside you can see that it's nighttime, so it's dark out. You can see city lights off in the distance. And he hustles you out into the lobby. The door is closed behind you, and the elevator continues up. And he turns and looks at you, and he's all crazy eyes and lit from the side by the kind of ambient light. He's like, okay, we're just going to wait here. I'm going to get us a car. And he takes out a terminal, and you can see it's the first piece of decent tech level equipment you've seen here. And you can see the camera flickers on and reads his retina, and it boots up. And on the startup screen, before it flips to the application that he's got, you see a symbol on it that looks familiar to you, but you can't necessarily place right away unless you want to make.
I never made my computer roll for the call, too.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. We'll do that as soon as...
Yeah, I forgot when I came back to it.
So I'm rolling... Was this another perception check?
You have culture... Yeah, I think that perception is probably your best bet here. It's like a memory check, I guess.
8.
Okay. You've definitely seen it before, but it's not a a corporation or organization that you recognize. It just looks familiar.
Okay. Well, I guess when he pulls that out, I'm just like, hey, who are you calling? Are you calling an Uber? What are you doing?
he just kind of puts his hand up. He's like, just calling in some resources. Hold on. He gets on the phone, he's like, it's Meyer. Yeah. Yeah, no. No, I need an extraction. Yes. No, I wouldn't have called you if it wasn't completely fucked. No, I know. Yeah, I have, and he kind of looks at you, Higgs, for a second. He's like, yeah, I got one more. Yeah, ground transit. The vehicle? Yeah, we're going there. Okay. And he turns his phone off.
That's seems like you got some friends in high places, sir.
It's like, I have a certain amount of value to my employers, but let's not try to push that too hard. We're going to just hunker down here.
Sure.
In case of
I was further
terrorism.
Part of the deal was I would see my money, and I haven't seen it yet, sir. I'm leaving my friends now behind, so I think the deal's changed.
We'll get to that. I have all that approved. I swear to you, you'll get your money, but we need to get out of this situation. It has become very hot. And he hustles you over to the desk, and he's like, and he kind of like pushes you down, and like the two, like he hunkers down. And he's like, let's just stay down here until the car shows up.
What? Fuck. That's a lot of money.
This guy's dead. People who leave with Higgs alone, just they don't end up too well.
When will I see the money, sir?
That takes you out into
I kind of just like sit. I sit down like on their desk. I'm like, when's that money gonna? When am I gonna see it? I'm starting to get a little. This is a little scary.
He's like, the deal still stands, Higgs. This is all about the deal. You get me on that ship, I'll give you all the money I promised.
All right.
So he hunkers you down. So, Sicarian and Piani, as you're waiting for the elevator to come up, Piani, do you want to try to get?
Yeah, I'm gonna hit that roll.
Okay.
Boom.
Seven or better.
Seven. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you it's a little tricky because you're using like an iPhone essentially. Yeah.
Ten key. Yeah.
And but you can get through.
The first thing I send is a colon bracket unhappy face.
Sad face.
Yeah.
Okay. You get a response back on the like text feed that's like, who is this?
And I say Piani immediately.
Okay. Prove it.
I say, how do you want me to prove it?
You get just some question marks.
Ask me a question only Piani would know.
What is something that only you would know? Like, what's a conversation the two of you had in, like, confidence that some intruder...
Okay, you know what I do? You know what I do? I send bracket truth. This is Piani.
Okay. There's a few seconds, a few like 10 seconds.
But no end bracket, so she knows it's not you, and then she kills you.
And you get a reply back that's like, truth, I thought you were dead.
I say, no, bad men holding us, trying to get at you, don't let anyone on the ship.
You get a reply, truth, don't worry, help is coming.
And I just say, I'm trying to make it back to the ship. I'm afraid that Victor is really hurt.
Okay. Pi responds with, where are you?
I respond with, I don't know, but some sort of hospital.
Okay. You get back, say where, I'll come get you.
I say, can't you track the signal to this phone?
The reply is just, truth, being jammed, difficult.
I respond back with, we're heading outside and I'll be able to give you better coordinates.
Okay. Respond with, difficult as nothing, and then swoosh.
Okay, so the elevator arrives with a ping and the door slides open.
Nobody's in there?
Nope. Totally
empty. Then I wheel Piani in and we go down to the floor that Higgs was at.
Okay. So Higgs, you notice the elevator coming back down, but your buddy Meyer doesn't. He keeps looking outside like he's waiting for the car. There's like the ping of the elevator arriving, and then he turns, and the door opens, and you see Piani in a wheelchair and Sicarian covered in guns.
And knives.
And knives. Guns and knives. Knife guns. Gun knives. All.
Yeah, when I see them wheel out, I immediately like stand up and run at them, and I'm just like, Piani, they put your face back on! That's incredible! This planet is insane! Victor is such a, he's so good. Where's he at? Where's that old guy? I gotta get, he could put his hand in my ass any day he wants.
Yeah, you can see. So Meyer, like right before, like as you get up to run, Higgs, you just hear him say like, "Oh fuck," and then you get up and run, and he stands up and like puts his hands up where y'all could see him, and is like staring at Sicarian, like waiting to see whether like what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't see any of that, I guess. I just keep walking towards Mr. S and Piani saying
as
all that.
As he does, I leave them to embrace each other, I guess. I sling the assault rifle over my shoulder and pull out one of the knives and walk towards him. And I just stop in front of him.
Yeah, he staggers back as far as he can get from you, and then he hits the cabinet and like knocks a like computer off the table or something. Let's be reasonable about this, Mr. Sicarian.
I can hear all this. I can see now.
You hear him say that, and you see Sicarian coming up to him.
He's like, "Whoa, Mr. S, what are you doing? This guy's getting us off. He's got people coming to take us off, and then I'm gonna get my money. Then we're all good."
Mr. Kovacs is dead. He tried to ambush us and have us killed. Any deal that you have arranged with him is null and void. I have some questions for him myself.